September 15, Nehemiah 2, 19 to 20, let us build. Then I told them of the hand of my God which was upon me, and they said, let us rise and up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work, Nehemiah 2, 18. With sorrow-stricken heart, the visitor from afar gazed upon the ruined defenses of his loved Jerusalem. And is it not thus that angels of heaven survey the condition of the Church of Christ? Like the dwellers at Jerusalem, we become accustomed to existing evils and often are content while making no effort to remedy them. But how are these evils regarded by being divinely illuminated? Do not they, like Nehemiah, look with sorrow-burdened hearts upon ruined walls and gates burned with fire? Nehemiah bore a royal commission requiring the inhabitants to cooperate with him in rebuilding the walls of the city, but he did not depend upon the exercise of authority. He sought rather to gain the confidence and sympathy of the people, knowing that a union of hearts as well as of hands was essential in the great work before him. There is need of Nehemiahs in the church today, not men who can pray and preach only, but men whose prayers and sermons are braced with firm and eager purpose. The success attending Nehemiah's efforts show what prayer, faith, and wise, energetic action will accomplish. The spirit manifested by the leader will be to a great extent reflected by the people. If the leaders professing to believe the solemn, important truths that are to test the world at this time manifest no ardent zeal to prepare a people to stand in the day of God, we must expect the church to be careless, indolent, and pleasure-loving. Nehemiah was a reformer, a great man raised up for an important time. As he came in contact with evil and every kind of opposition, fresh courage and zeal were aroused. His energy and determination inspired the people of Jerusalem, and strength and courage took the place of feebleness and discouragement. His holy purpose, his high hope, his cheerful consecration to the work were contagious. The people caught the enthusiasm of their leader, and in his sphere each man became a Nehemiah and helped to make stronger the hand and heart of his neighbor.